toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive in a variety of different ways. Archives, the bulletin board system, and more. All totally free. And the main feature of the site allows you to submit content to the site, and actually we're tied in now with Reddit, so the content submission process is different, it's easier, and the voting process is, I think, smoother, because the old system was, well, admittedly, kind of broken for some people. Some people were not having a good time with it, and that's not a website experience that I want you to have. So we've changed it up. Our programmers have done a great job integrating Reddit into our website. It's using the Free Talk Live subreddit. So what you can do is you can go to freetalklive.com. You can interact with the stories there. You can submit. You can vote. Or you can just go to the, if you prefer to see Reddit, you can also go to the Reddit subreddit page, and you'll see the exact same stories. So essentially, our website allows you to interface with the Reddit subreddit for Free Talk Live. So please go there and get interactive and tell us what you think is important. Tell us the stories that you think we should be talking about on these radio waves. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We're going to jump right back into your calls. Tyrone is on the line in Georgia. And then still to come here, Johnny Ray, we're going to talk about crack babies. Tyrone, though, first, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark, Ian, and Johnny Ray.
Hey, Tyrone.
Tyrone.
You guys... Hey, you did a story, I think it was last week, or maybe earlier. Well, anyway, you did a story a little while ago about the mayor up in Toronto who was supposedly filmed smoking crack.
Yes, his name is Rob Ford, and the news came out from two different sources, both Gawker.com and the Toronto Star, I believe, where multiple people, two reporters from the Star, one from Gawker, have been shown the footage, about 90 seconds long, of Toronto Mayor Rob Ford smoking what is alleged to be crack cocaine from a glass pipe in a well-lit room. They say it's very easy to tell that it is Rob Ford, and he says certain things and is allegedly smoking crack. So, yes, it was a fascinating story. Gawker was looking to raise $200,000. They have raised, by the way, the $200,000 to purchase the video, but the last I saw they were having a tough time finding the source of the video again.
Yeah, that's what I was calling about. It's a story on IntelliHub. They were saying that the person who made the threat to expose the mayor, they're not saying he's dead, but they're saying he may have been murdered. Is what
oh
I'm
my.
Here.
Oh, no. And that would be the reason why, if it's still the case that the Gawker guy's having difficulty getting in touch with his source, maybe he's not around anymore. That's a pretty scary concept, but it's not really surprising either. I mean, this guy is holding some really damning evidence that could bring down, you know, the mayor of a major North American city. So it wouldn't surprise me if that particular mayor were having whatever underlings he has going and looking very diligently.
Or maybe the mafia didn't, the Russian mafia, if that's, you know, whatever they are, didn't like the idea of it being sold. I don't know.
I saw the story that Tyrone is talking about. A rep from the mayor's office has been talking to the police about a homicide, and they're suggesting, and Ian, I think you mentioned this when we were covering the story last week, that somebody in the video since then and now has been murdered. And it's not the guy selling the video, but they're saying some of these Somalis were responsible for that man's murder.
Hmm.
So they're trying to, so the mayor's office is working with the police to try and find these guys.
Tyrone, so this is not anything confirmed. You're just saying it's a possibility.
Yeah, that's what the headlines just say. He may have been murdered, and you know, it's not really anything conclusive, or really they're not really a suggestion. Matter of fact, it's just a suggestion. So I don't think it's anything that anybody knows anything really about.
Of course, it's all been suggestion and conjecture up to this point, so I think it's kind of it's an interesting and compelling story nonetheless.
Well, I don't think it's been conjecture to say that these reporters really did see a video of Rob Ford smoking crack. I mean, that's what they believe, and they are independent of one another,
mm-hmm.
So...
Seems likely.
It seems pretty darn, like, for sure. Tyrone, thanks for the update on that. I appreciate you bringing it back up. Anything else you want to share?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Very good, sir. Thanks for the call. In fact, I pulled up the update here from Gawker.com's John Cook, who was one of the people who saw the video originally. Thank you. The Rob Ford Crack Starter has met its goal. As you may have seen, especially if you are Canadian, the Rob Ford Crack Starter reached its $200,000 goal at some point around 4 p.m. yesterday, as I was busy fielding phone calls while trying to steer my young children away from a very hot grill without spilling my beer. What happens now? The Crack Starter is now closed to further donations. We pulled in a total of $201,254 from 8,388 people. I haven't contacted Indiegogo, the service that hosted the campaign, yet to investigate precisely when we get the money, in what format, etc. He says, as I write this, their website is not cooperating with my attempts to get that info. I do know that Indiegogo and PayPal extract certain fees before turning the proceeds over to us. We'll post an update announcing the total amount that has been released to us as soon as we get it. As for the purchase, we're working on it. As we noted before the campaign concluded, we lost contact with the people who have custody of the video. I updated the campaign site yesterday morning to reiterate that there has been no movement on that front, and am repeating it here now. You won't hear anything more from us about our attempts to get the video for some time. This will be a very delicate transaction. No kidding.
Yeah, indeed.
$200,000. Yeah, that's really scary. You're dealing with $200,000 in cash and, you know, really questionable parties on the other receiving end. I mean, yeah, we know they have the product, but who's to say that they're not going to knock you over the head and take the $200,000? I think Bitcoin could come into the play here and possibly solve their problems with whatever risks are involved. But as he points out, it's a delicate transaction. If the people who are in possession of the video are reading this, please get in touch with our mutual friend or with me at john@gawker.com. We did what you asked. They asked for $200,000, and these guys, through the internet, through Indiegogo, gawker.com, came up with it. As we initially pledged, says John Cook, if we are unable to consummate a deal and actually obtain the video, we will donate 100% of the proceeds to a Canadian nonprofit that addresses the consequences of substance abuse. We have not yet selected an institution. We will do so when the time comes. He says, I'm frankly shocked and heartened that this actually happened. We're going to try very hard to make it work. Don't smoke crack, he says.
That's good advice.
Yeah, so I think that's interesting.
Stay off crack, Ian.
$200,000 was raised in approximately a week's time for this Rob Ford Crackstarter video project, and whether or not the video itself will ever see the light of the internet still remains to be seen, especially if the rumors are true and the man who had possession of the video has been offed.
Yeah, I'm not a bit surprised that they were so successful getting the money so quickly. This is a tabloid story. It appeals to the masses. It's the mayor of Toronto.
It's a huge city, yeah.
Yeah, huge story. Easy to raise to get support for that.
It was well worth. I mean, if I actually get to see this thing, it'll be well worth the $5.
You tossed in $5, you big spender.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was the minimum bid.
Yeah.
Well. That's not really worth it to me for more than that.
I hear you.
So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
How would Bitcoin make it easier, make this transaction less dangerous?
Well, you might be able to figure out some escrow situation where until you know, like with the Silk Road, for instance, when you pay money, so for those that don't know, the Silk Road is a hidden website through the Tor service that allows people to buy and sell all kinds of illegal drugs. So the idea behind Silk Road is you put money in escrow, and then the person who has the drugs ships the drugs. If the drugs arrive as you expect them to, you then approve the order, and they get paid through the escrow. So there's still some level of trust involved, but the escrow, you know, this trust, of course, in this case, you'd be trusting an escrow with $200,000. But the concept would be that you'd give money to a trusted third party that would hold the money until you could verify that you had received, in this case, the crack smoking video with Rob Ford, the mayor of Toronto. And then once you've received that money, then the person is paid out through the escrow. That way, you know, you're not sitting in a cab in some dark alleyway as you have to hand over a bag full of $200,000 in cash and hope that they hand you a video back in return.
Right. It's not like you can bring the police to protect you in this instance either.
Yeah, exactly.
Rob Ford's press secretary walked out on him yesterday, and his chief of staff, I think, has resigned or been fired.
Ruh-roh.
Thanks for the update on that. If there's more, we'll give it to you. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control whether you want to talk about the Toronto crack-smoking mayor or whatever's on your mind. Plus, hey, speaking of crack, you've got a crack baby story coming out. This is Free Talk Live. More on the way.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. Take control toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have a variety of features on the site, including news updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Sent out an update today, actually, informing folks about our promos. Got some new fresh promos online. You can download them and play them back if you would like. They're kind of former moments of the show that might have been particularly useful or entertaining or informative or whatever we thought, you know, wanted to put into to give to our radio stations. But you get access to them online, too, so you can send them to friends. Or if you run your own radio station, put it on the air. So go to news.freetalklive.com to be kept up to date on what's going on with the latest about Free Talk Live. Once again, that's news.freetalklive.com. And if you got some bitcoins, we can tell you how you can spend them.
That's right. Bitcoins are the new international currency. It doesn't have any sort of political ties, unlike, well, just about every other currency out there. And BitcoinStore.com makes it possible for you to spend your bitcoins on more than 500,000 items ready to ship right now. Most of them are from the largest consumer electronics distributor, Ingram Micro, and they've got them at a 0% markup currently in order to promote the site. It's BitcoinStore.com. Now, they don't take government-issued currencies. They only take bitcoins. But you'll find that the prices there are quite low, very, very enticing. It may make you want to get some bitcoins. It may make you want to spend your bitcoins. It's a great offer. BitcoinStore.com. They have free shipping on all orders over $100 and $5 flat rate for anything under that. It's the easiest way to convert your bitcoins into real-world items. BitcoinStore.com.
855 450 free. Johnny Ray's been digging into this Rob Ford crack smoking case. He's the mayor of Toronto. Some have noted that he's had some erratic behavior in the past, and others have suggested that that may be because he's a crack addict. At the very least, he has been allegedly caught smoking crack on video at some crack den or wherever it was. He was ostensibly surrounded by Somali crack dealers or drug runners or whatever, who were there as he lit up a glass pipe. They recorded it on a cell phone. He was pretty out of it, according to the reporters who saw the footage. I'm sure if you go online and you search for Rob Ford and crack, you'll find the reporters who've been shown the video, their descriptions of what they've been shown. We have not yet seen it. You have not yet seen it because it is unavailable online. The people who have the video are looking to sell it for $200,000. Gawker.com has raised the money through individual contributions, like you. Maybe you contributed, who knows? Lots of people did. Over 8,000 individuals contributed. And they are now having a difficult time finding the person who has the video so they can give them the money to get the video and then release it to the public. So whether the video will ever be seen is another question, but it's certainly the allegations that it exists and the allegations of what happened on the video have certainly stirred up the news in Toronto and all across Canada and to a lesser extent elsewhere in the world. And we've been following it here on Free Talk Live. Johnny Ray, you dug up some more information there during the break.
Right. David Usborne from the independent.co.uk. I'm going to pick it up in the middle of his article. Mr. Ford's fired chief of staff, Mark Tohey, had gone to the police one day after the story first broke to report a tip-off he had received from another man in the mayor's inner circle, David Price. Mr. Price, who seemingly manages day-to-day logistics for Mr. Ford, had told him he might know the address where the video in question was being kept and asked if he should attempt to retrieve it. Mr. Tohey was reportedly appalled, exclaiming to Mr. Price, "We're not getting the effing thing." But Mr. Price had more, it seems. Gawker and the Star had also published a picture of Ford smiling in the middle of a small group of men, one of whom had been gunned down on a Toronto street at the end of March.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Price suggested the videotape might at one time have belonged to the man and that he had been murdered because of what it contained. Confronted with these new revelations, Mr. Ford said merely, "Ask my staff." The Canadian media is unsurprisingly now taking a second look at Mr. Ford. His father founded a labels company and was a member of the Ontario legislature. His older brother, Doug Ford, is on the city council. But a long investigative report published this week
He's the mayor and his brother's on the city council?
Right.
That's right. Yep. And they both do a radio show together, which was canceled immediately. They canceled it on their own because they didn't want to answer questions from the inevitable phone call.
Sorry, the phone lines aren't working.
Yeah.
A long investigative report published this week by the Globe and Mail newspapers suggests drugs and the Fords were not exactly strangers.
Right. You don't end up in a crack den as the mayor of Toronto without having some kind of history of drug use. This wasn't his first time pulling on a crack pipe.
Crack rodeo.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and suggest that that was not his first crack smoking.
Citing unnamed sources, the paper alleges that Doug Ford was for some years in his youth a go-to dealer of hash in Etobicoke. I'm sure that I'm not pronouncing that right. What has emerged is a portrait of a family once deeply immersed in the illegal drug scene, it said. All three of the mayor's older siblings, brother Randy, sister Kathy, as well as Doug, reportedly had ties to drug traffickers.
Wow. That's quite an allegation, and obviously it's just people saying things. It's going to be hard to back that up.
With a family that knew about drugs, they wouldn't get involved in, like, crack. You know, I mean...
You'd think, but Mark, it's just it's just another version of cocaine, and there's plenty of people that do cocaine who are it's to some extent fairly popular among upper crust people. So maybe crack he just prefers not to snort it.
In my experience, crack is the most looked down upon of the drugs. No matter what the variety. So somebody who was sort of in the culture would say, it's crackhead. Chickenhead, whatever term that they would use for these people.
Well, I get what you're saying. Pretty. And that's why the story is particularly amusing, because he's smoking crack, right? It does have that kind of, wow, you're really scraping the bottom of the barrel aspect to it. But ultimately, it's just, isn't it essentially just solidified cocaine? I mean, I don't know what the difference is between cocaine and crack. Honestly, I've never really done that much research. I have no experience with either of them and aren't particularly interested in it.
Yeah, I don't know either. I think that, just off the top of my head, I think it's cocaine that's cut with something that allows you to smoke it.
Now, you can concentrate it, basically?
Yeah, I don't think so. Just to keep it more coherent while you're smoking it. I mean, you can smoke cocaine. You can put some cocaine in a cigarette and smoke it that way.
As I understand, this isn't intended to be Drug Talk Live or anything, but that's pretty unsuccessful, the smoking of cocaine in the cigarette, because the cocaine will sort of crawl away. You'll get some of it, but it doesn't. It'll liquefy and sort of run up the cigarette as you're attempting to smoke it.
It works.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
Crack cocaine is the freebase form of cocaine that can be smoked, and that, according to Wikipedia, crack rocks offer a short but intense high to smokers, and I don't have details on how exactly it's made, but they call it the freebase form of cocaine. So it is essentially cocaine.
Yeah.
And
I thought it was maybe even like baking powder. I mean, not crack cocaine wasn't baking powder, but that's one of the ingredients of crack.
Yeah, who knows? I'm sure that if you wanted to really dig in and learn more about that, you could do so. But it'll be fascinating to watch what happens as this Rob Ford crack case continues to develop. And crack babies. We're going to get to that here coming up as well, because in the 1980s, this was a big scare that, moms who smoke crack, their kids are going to be crack babies and have a greater proclivity to be addicted. And Johnny Ray, you've got an update on the crack babies of the 80s.
I sure do.
So we'll get to that here in a few moments at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Whether you want to talk about crack or anything that might happen to be on your mind, it does go here on Free Talk Live.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plan for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy biofilms. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control, toll free at 855-450-FREE. What do you want to talk, crack? In the case of Rob Ford, the allegedly crack-smoking mayor of Toronto. Or you can talk about whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE, and you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and get interactive. We've got a lot of features, and we give them to you. They include archives of the show and more. Go and enjoy at freetalklive.com. In fact, the main feature that really deserves to be pointed out now is the voting system, which has completely changed. If you, the last time you were at freetalklive.com was less, you know, it was over a week ago. It looks very different now on the main page. As you scroll down, you'll see that we're using Reddit now as our voting system rather than this old, decrepit system that honestly was outdated when we first installed it. So it's been improved big time, and I think it's really going to help the activity level of the page and, you know, the votes that we'll see being voted on.
I think we're already seeing more votes.
You think we're already seeing that? Okay, that's good. So the more activity we can have, the more variety of stories we'll get, the more suggestions coming in from you, the listener, as to what we should talk about on the air. That's the point of our website at freetalklive.com. The main thrust of it, at least, is to suggest things to us and vote on those things to inform us what's important to you. But also, of course, there's the usual stuff about the show and how to listen and archives and all kinds of stuff like that. Plus, Bitcoin. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com to get the Bitcoin contribution address, as well as Litecoin. We'll accept Litecoin as well. And details about how to get Bitcoins, like going to bitinstant.com.
BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins. They make it possible for you to deposit money in more than a million locations around the world. If you're going to deposit with BitInstant, you just go to their website And, you know, look at the options there. They've got options where you can, say, deposit at a local Walmart or CVS through the MoneyGram phone that they have there. It's a red phone. And you can do business there. And, you know, you could, say, get an account at blockchain.info. If you tell them how you want to deposit and where your account is, you can go to the, say, CVS, be back. By the time you're back and having made your deposit, the money's going to be in your account. BitInstant.com, it is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire Bitcoin. BitInstant.com.
Yep, I use it. So 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're going to talk about crack babies here, but let's talk a little bit more about crack. Johnny Ray, you were looking at the difference between crack and cocaine, because I have to admit I have no experience with it. I'm not particularly interested in it, either one of them. But you were digging in here a little bit. What's the difference between the two?
Well, before I go on, I just want to ask Mark. Mark, do you approve of this? This Crack Talk Live?
I think that people want to know a little bit about crack, so sure.
I want to know.
I mean, I don't advocate smoking it, that's for sure.
No, it sounds like a terrible idea.
I was looking at the crack cocaine article on Wikipedia. Sodium bicarbonate is a base, common baking soda, is a base used in preparation of crack, although other weak bases may substitute for it. The net reaction, blah, 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 blah. Crack vaporizes near temperatures 194 degrees Fahrenheit, much lower than the cocaine hydrochloride. I assume that cocaine hydrochloride is the result of all of the processing of the coca leaf into cocaine.
I guess.
Well, right. When I was reading here the definition of free base, because crack is defined as the free base version of cocaine, and I didn't really know what free base meant, but according to the Wikipedia piece here, free base refers to the pure basic form of an amine, as opposed to its salt form. So when we're talking about the cocaine, we're talking about the HCl or the salt version. We're talking about crack. They've gone through a process to transform it, essentially. It says the term freebasing means converting an ionic form into freebase. It can refer to deprotonating the hydrochloride salt form of cocaine to freebase form. The process provides for some merits of acid-base extraction. The freebase is preferred for smoking because the evaporation point of the freebase is further apart from the burning point compared to hydrochloride salt, meaning that if you have the product in a pipe and are a crack pipe or whatever and are applying temperature, you know, applying a flame to it, that if you're using straight cocaine, the differential between where it will vaporize and where it will incinerate is too close. It's too hard to get to that point. But if you're using the freebase version, crack, then you'll easily be able to vaporize it and not have a risk of incinerating it. So it makes it for a much easier smoking/vaporizing process.
Crack cocaine is a substance that affects the brain chemistry of the user, causing euphoria, supreme confidence, loss of appetite, insomnia, alertness, increased energy, and, of course, a craving for more cocaine.
Crack. Yep.
So I hear.
And potential paranoia. Its initial effect is to release a large amount of dopamine.
Also a possibility of heart attack, from what I understand, with smoking crack.
Sure.
I think the list of adverse effects are probably pretty long.
It releases dopamine, and then successive, it takes a while for the dopamine. After it releases the dopamine, then after your high is done, you kind of, you're down, you're depressed.
Mm-hmm.
You try to smoke some more, you haven't built up the dopamine reserve, so the further applications of crack cocaine to your brain do less and less.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's how a lot of drugs work. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for sharing that. I appreciate getting the information out there. I didn't know all that about crack. Now, crack babies were a big scare in the 1980s. And you've got an update on that story, Johnny Ray. What's going on?
Yeah, there was a study done by by the medical school at the University of Maryland that I've got here. It's from the story I have is from Time, and Maya Shilavitz. Exposure to crack cocaine in the womb does not increase the risk of later criminal behavior or school dropout, although the drug may have some lasting effects on behavior and development, according to a new review of the research. Contrary to fears that emerged in the late 1980s and early 1990s about crack babies growing up to be either profoundly disabled or prone to unchecked criminality, the review, which was published in Pediatrics, found only subtle differences in the behavior of these children and those who weren't exposed to the drug while in the womb. In most cases, even when the children performed less well than their non-exposed peers, the test results remained within the normal range. Assuming, I guess that's assuming there's a margin of error. Mm-hmm. The differences were so small that they were inside that margin of error.
I want to know who they used as control group here, because chances are good if you're studying crack babies that the parenting isn't going to be great, right?
Yeah, okay. Chances are good.
I don't know what kind of behavior problems we might be looking at here, but it doesn't sound like it's much worse than the mean. But even so, I would,
it may not have been the crack, is what you're saying. Anyway,
parenting has a lot to do with behavior problems.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, if I were to make assumptions about the study, I would say that they probably took the control group was probably brought up in similar circumstances, just minus
except
the crack addiction.
Except that they didn't have except that they weren't crack addicted.
Yeah.
And so, when you're looking at people who are in the same socioeconomic status, you can't really judge for a psychograph in the same psychographic variable in that same study. So you could have two people living right next to each other in state-run projects. One of them can be, raising their kids as well as they possibly can, sending, going to church several times a week, and just doing all kinds of things to extricate themselves from the situation in which they inhabit, and the other people could be smoking crack. So, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out exactly how they would make this control group and how they can study this at all.
Hopefully the story will enlighten us a little bit. The crack baby scare from the 80s, quote, "The crack baby scare from the 80s was overstated and was not substantiated," says the study's lead author, Maureen Black.
Drug propaganda overstated and totally fabricated?
Professor of Pediatrics and Epidemiology at the University of Maryland School of Medicine.
We can continue in a moment here. The idea that because your mom smoked crack while she was pregnant with you means you're going to be a criminal is ridiculous. I mean, crack doesn't make people into criminals. It's not an effect of the drug to make you into a thug. The effect of the drug is that you want more crack, so you go out and you steal things in order to get more crack because crack is illegal, and so therefore the price is dramatically higher than it would otherwise be. You wouldn't see near as much crime associated with it if it were legal. More coming up.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost to their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds. It's reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll free number tonight, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Hey, only moments remain here. Maybe enough time for your call and thoughts. If you make it now, you can also connect with us on Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm. So get on the air, talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about crack babies, but you don't have to talk about that. We'll continue with Johnny Ray's story here in moments.
So the housing inventory is a lot lower than it was last year. Go take a look. Just fiddle around online. You'll find out there are a lot fewer houses available. As I understand, inventory is low, as low as it's been in many years, several years. And so that means that housing prices are likely to start moving upward. Houses are an interesting sort of investment because the fact is you can live in them as opposed to, you know, sort of any other investment. You can't live in any other investment. And the federal government allows you to take up to $500,000 in profit on a house sale tax-free. So if you believe that housing prices are going to continue to go up over the next couple of years and you want to live in a house for 2 years and then sell it and make some money, that's probably not, you know, that's certainly a way that you can do it without having to pay any taxes on the profit. And it's very interesting. You can also put your consumer debt into a mortgage, too. Mortgage Minute Guy, Roger Schlesinger, and his team of experts can help you find the right mortgage for you. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com, and the number's 866-288-0088. Again, 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
All right, let's continue here. We're going to get back to the crack baby story in moments, but Ed is on the line first in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Ed.
Hey, it's a Chicago pediatrician that started this crack baby scare. It was all overblown. As y'all know, the war on drugs, total lie. What's the quote? I don't know exactly, but when the war comes, usually the first casualty is the truth.
The truth is the first casualty,
and
yeah.
So, yeah. And but anyway, like, hey, these nurses put it to the Washington Post and different people. It says, tell me, what does crack baby look like? Nobody that ever talks about them ever comes up here and looks at them. They said, where are the drug babies? And the nurses tell them they're right there. But the guy that started this was our Chasnoff, a Chicago pediatrician. So he was pressed on it, and then he had to conclude. which he did freely. He said the greatest impediment to cognitive development in young children is poverty. But see, they were blaming crack on everything, being you know, unsocial, antisocial. Even kids made jokes, as y'all probably know, you know, calling each other crack babies. He's a crack baby. All based on lies, is that story Johnny Ray was talking about.
Hey, Ed, what part of Tennessee are you from?
West Tennessee.
All right, okay, because I'm from Asheville, North Carolina, and I love hearing you on the radio because it reminds me of home a little bit. I thought maybe you were from Knoxville or something.
No, I'm between Memphis and Nashville.
Very good, Ed. Anything else you want to share tonight?
That'll be it.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype us at username lrn.fm. Johnny Ray, you're talking about the crack babies, the scare stories surrounding them in the 1980s. You don't really hear about them anymore.
Yeah.
And that's because, according to a study, that it was really overblown, and there really wasn't anything to the claims that mom smoking crack while pregnant was going to make the babies into little hellions when they grew up, or more likely to commit crimes or sick or something like that.
Right.
This is not to say you should smoke crack while pregnant. I don't think that's a good idea.
But. No, certainly not. This is a story about a review conducted by researchers at the University of Maryland School of Medicine. The research included around 5,000 11 to 19-year-olds involved in 27 studies from 9 different groups of prenatally cocaine-exposed children and children from similarly disadvantaged neighborhoods who weren't exposed.
Okay.
11 studies explored behavioral problems, and nearly two-thirds of these found differences. It doesn't say up or down. Found differences between the cocaine-exposed youth and the others. However, all of the differences were small and within the normal range. And 2 studies that looked at illegal behaviors such as juvenile delinquency, property damage, and violence found no effect of the in-utero cocaine. We did not find any differences that were of clinical importance, says Black. There were not more kids dropping out of school. They were not more likely to be arrested. 8 studies focused on the academic performance, and about three-quarters of those found that the exposed children did slightly worse in school, particularly on language and memory-related tests. But such differences paled in comparison to those seen with fetal alcohol spectrum disorders, which are the leading known cause of intellectual disability. Fetal alcohol syndrome is way worse, Black says, without a doubt. There are facial abnormalities, mental retardation. It is a major disorder. Although,
yeah, like this is what I was sort of relating it to in my mind, the idea that, well, yeah, you can certainly do things while a baby's in utero that's going to affect it adversely. Fetal alcohol syndrome seems like the chief among them.
Yeah, and this is, I mean, we talk about this all the time, about the special distinction or the special leniency that users of alcohol get from the law and in the minds of the people. They seem to think that alcohol is okay when alcohol is terribly, terribly dangerous.
It can be. Yeah, I mean, alcohol itself is probably more dangerous than the average drug, than a lot of drugs that are out there that are generally considered as more dangerous than alcohol. It's not the case. It is a more hard substance than a lot of drugs that are illegal. And so it should be used with caution. It should be used with responsibility. But a small amount, in some cases, can be beneficial from number of studies that have been done.
Although only around 1% of pregnant women use cocaine, 19% drink alcohol during the first trimester, and 22% smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, I would think that, for one, cigarettes are hard to quit, but I would think that a lot of people would just not know that they were pregnant, so they would end up drinking alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just don't know. It's the first trimester, and all kinds of things can happen there. What's the worst trimester to drink alcohol? I would think it would be the third. I wouldn't know, though.
I have no idea. Good question.
All right, I'm skipping to the end. There has not been a strong emergence of clinically relevant findings for prenatal cocaine exposure during adolescence. What is evident are the pervasive effects of poverty on both exposed and non-exposed youth, the authors write.
Yep. Yeah, that makes sense. Very interesting. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't think that crack is a useful drug. I mean, I've never used it. I have no interest in it. I wouldn't recommend anybody use it. I mean, if the mayor of Toronto is using it, doesn't mean that you should use it. In fact, that's probably a reason against using it, that it's used by a politician. So, strike against crack.
The use of crack has diminished over time. It's not popular like it was a couple of decades ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, wasn't cocaine really popular in the 80s, too? So it's kind of just tracking along with that to some extent.
I don't know the popularity of cocaine. I just know the crack's popularity has decreased. That was one of the things that the drug warriors, the ONDCP, has cited as a success of theirs, is that crack use is down. But heroin use is up.
It's just a trend.
And meth use is up.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I mean, why didn't they claim a victory over laudanum, for God's sake? I mean, you know, well, a lot fewer people are doing laudanum than they were in the 1880s, so the ONDCP's been successful. Mm-hmm. It just seems, you know, these things...
Trends. Yeah. They just come and go.
Come and go out of popularity, and I wouldn't say that necessarily has anything to do with the effectiveness of the ONDCP.
Yeah, it seems like heroin is the big, is the really popular drug in high school now, which is horrifying. And
wow,
a real indictment.
No better than crack. Worse than crack, probably.
I don't know. I would say injecting something is a step worse than...
But you can snort heroin, too.
Okay.
And you can inject cocaine.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay, fair enough. But typically, heroin is known as a something that people are injecting.
And heroin withdrawal? I don't know. I was going to say something about...
It also doesn't
sound
like much of a party drug, either. I mean, heroin.
Just people sort of collapse onto couches.
I mean, I don't know. Again, another drug I have no experience with. I don't know if either of you have known anybody who's been a heroin addict, but...
Good friend of mine, had some problems.
Was that person going to parties and using their heroin, or
no,
were they...
not really.
Yes, not really. It doesn't really strike me as a social kind of drug. So the idea that, you know, high schoolers or young people are using heroin, really, you know, what happened to the high school parties and the college parties? I mean, it doesn't sound like there's heroin parties going on, so that's disturbing. Because usually drug use for young people is something that is happening
much
in a social situation, but if it's true that heroin is as popular as you're saying, what does that say about people's social lives?
And what does it say about the drug war and the success of it?
I'd say that alcohol is probably the most social drug out there, and that's one of the reasons for its success.
It's also generally considered as hard of a drug as heroin.
There's good reasons to consider it that way.
Yeah, it was the former drug czar in the UK changed sides and came to the side of drug decriminalization, and it was after that, I think, that he contributed to that study that showed, you know, how hard these drugs really are. And it was alcohol and heroin that were at the top of the list. Surprisingly, MDMA and marijuana and other drugs like that, LSD, were down the list. I think barbiturates were up there. Who the hell does those things? We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.